I'm here with Steve Savage, head coach of the USW Men's First. Steve, a well-earned point today. What can you take away from the game?
Yeah, taking a point away, you know, after you know, the last 20 minutes, really Hartbury looked stronger and the changes they made had an impact on the game. But I think a draw was probably a fair result. I'm happy with it because I did think we conceded a few more because Hartbury broke us at will. But saying that, being up in the game twice, a bit disappointing we didn't keep hold of the lead because I think it was 2 minutes between each goal or even a minute. And it's just about composure then and game management from the players. But I think it's a fair result. I think it's a great advert for Bucks, the Bucks Premier League, and it's entertaining. It's end-to-end, almost like a basketball game. So take the point, but obviously we want to get back to winning ways. So hopefully we'll do that next week.
As you mentioned, obviously going up twice in the first half, how do you think the team could have reacted, you know, better, differently to the conceding those goals?
Yeah, I just think we got to defend better, you know, as a team. And I'm not pointing any fingers at defenders. Obviously, they've got to get a bit tighter to certain players and make sure they do the basics right, really. But just game management, playing the right areas of the field, i.e., you know, put the ball another 20, 30 yards up the field because, and then, you know, get up and out away from the kind of the defensive unit. But fair play to Hartbury, the finishes were good, but I do believe that we could have stopped at the source. But that's the same with any goals, really. You always look back at not just the finishes, which were decent from them, to be fair, but where they've come from. So we'd be disappointed with that. They're disappointed as a group. Centre half and protector in particular, Lees, he's got his head down, but it is what it is. But it's not his fault, you know. We all take responsibility, all 16 of us and the three or four staff on the side as well. But you know, disappointed to be ahead of the game and then not, you know, manage the 2 or 3 minutes after games. Like, any score a goal, you know, next 4 or 5 minutes are really important.
Tough opponents today in Hartbury, a very strong side, I thought, watching the game. But after the last two defeats, do you think it's important to get a point today at least?
Absolutely, take something out of the game. You know, we weren't at our best again. Difficult new group of players, very different to what we've had in the past, but difficult, so we don't go and recruit players. So the cards are dealt with us, and we make no excuses for that. We get on with it, hopefully. You know, the university will look to support us and help us progress, you know, and become a superpower like Hartbury and like Met and like other universities that go off and recruit. But no, testament to Hartbury, it's always a good game with them. You know, I remember 5, 6 years ago when we got up to the Prem, you know, it was just beating them was the biggest thing. But we're right up there now, and you know, this is a tough game of football for them. And said their coach Chris at the end is a great lad, that, you know, it's great that we're both competing well. But no, it's points important, but we need to win here next week at Chichester. Really important that we get the wins on the board and get points. It's a tight season. Not really worried about the league as such. Just want to make sure we play better. That's the most important thing.
And finally, obviously taking the positives from this game, going into next week's game. What's the goal for the rest of the season? How do you want to end the season?
Win the games. That's what we're all about. You know, so I don't really look at the league table, and that sounds a bit of a cliche, but you know, in a short season, I'm not too bothered. It's about where we finish and how we play. We're changing it every single week with player availability, injuries, bumps and bruises from club footballs. You know, so it'd be nice to get a settled 11 out, know what we're going to do with our changes on our bench with the five lads sat on the bench, and get a pattern of how we want to play, because the group, I believe, can play better, but it's a short season. So objective is quite simple. Next week, Chichester home, we've got to win that game. Then we go away to Bath and try and beat them. So it's, and then we have a nice big long Christmas break when the students are off, and then we come back, see where we end up when we finish off with Swansea at the end of January.
Okay, great. Thanks, Steve.
Cheers, chaps.
Thank you.